So I want you to take a moment, and you're welcome to keep your eyes open or closed. And just feel into maybe when you thought of coming up here, what might have been there then, what was your intention. But now's a new moment. And it might still be what's carrying you into this moment, or there might be a different intention that you carry into this moment. Just take a moment, kind of sense in your whole body, what's most important? What's most calling you to be seen in this moment? And it could be a sensation, an emotion, a thought, could be who knows what. And as best you can, describe in your own words whatever you're sensing, what's present.
Sad.
So a sadness. And as you're feeling the sadness, where is it in your body?
It's kind of in the center of my head and also in the center of the front of my brain.
Uh-huh. You want some tissue?
No, thank you.
So, in the center of your brain and where else in your body?
Like prefrontal cortex.
Okay, so right up here in your brain. Mm-hmm. So just stay with the sensation of it and the tears. And as you're feeling into it, can you sense anything else? What's in the tears? What did the tears say?
Longing.
Longing. Can I come a little closer? So stay with the feeling in your body, and can you say what the longing is? And no need to, just stay with. Where's it taking you in your body? Is it still up in the head?
No, it's like here.
Uh-huh.
With my cleft.
Uh-huh. With your cleft. Okay. Say more about that if you can.
I was born with a cleft lip.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's like sometimes a lot this week in the eye rest I've been feeling like tearing and then also a pushing and a fusing.
Uh-huh.
And then this calm pushing.
Mm-hmm.
And opposite.
Uh-huh, opposite. And as you're feeling, are you feeling that now? Or what's the sense you're feeling now?
It's a spreading, but it doesn't have that
tearing.
Desperate tearing to it.
So a spreading feeling.
Yeah.
And what's the emotion now that's present?
I don't know, I'm a little bit gone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of like back up in my head.
Okay. So,
forward.
So sense that goneness and the feeling in your cleft, and just feeling into the rest of your body. Maybe take a moment with your attention and scan through all the way down to your feet, your hands, awakened sensation in your feet, hands, torso. Mm. And just, again, just curiosity. What else is present here in your body? What most wants to be felt or seen in your body?
It's like a thick lump in my throat, but like at the top of my throat, right behind that thing.
Right behind that thing?
The thing that hangs down back there.
Uh-huh, yeah. Okay.
And it's like... it's like it has a cry with it, kind of like the cry mm-hmm. I was having before, just this,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, touch it again. And the longing, there was that sense of longing. Can you say anything more about what's the longing?
It feels bottomless.
Uh-huh. So a bottomless longing. So, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Can you stay with that for a moment and just see what the image is? What the image is. Just letting it unpack a little bit.
I'm just getting words.
Mm-hmm.
It's just desperate and wailing. And
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling very critical and judgmental.
Mm-hmm. So along with those words, feeling very judgmental, critical, let's just hang out with that for a moment. Can you let these be here? Just let them waft in, like they're moving in a room. Judgmental thoughts, that feeling of desperation, a sense of self-criticism. Can you just set them free to be here a bit? Is that okay?
They've kind of changed into this fog that has this kind of movement. It's thicker than a fog,
But
it's like viscous.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a path like this, but this is the movement of it. It's mm-hmm. occupying all of the space,
mm-hmm.
and this is the movement within it.
So you can have that image and the sense of the fog moving and the criticalness and the self-judgments and the desperate feeling and the bottomless.
Criticalness feels like around it, mm-hmm. penning it in.
Ah. Yeah, just sense that. Uh-huh.
Is that okay to do like...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's just...
Mm-hmm.
It won't let it out.
Mm-hmm. So there's the fog and the self-criticalness. So what's in the fog? The self-criticalness sounds like it's around it, holding it.
Mm.
So can you probe the fog a little bit, like as if you were kind of like... moving in and just being it?
Mm-hmm.
If you're the fog, what are you? What's your voice? Do you have a voice or words or feeling? And the self-criticalness is out there. It's like holding us in here.
Mm. It's lonely. It's wanting. Old.
Mm-hmm. So if you just take that wanting, that lonely, the oldness, and just stay with that, is it, how far back does that take you?
The beginning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I did have an image before. I wasn't trusting it. It was like a very small baby just laying on her back, flailing and screaming with that deep want, longing, and anger.
Ah.
I couldn't rectify the baby with the anger.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't trusting the image. But it's...
So you're trusting the image now?
Yeah.
Ah, fantastic. So stay with the image, that baby wailing, and the anger. Can you feel into those and have a sense of what that anger is? what that wailing is.
Yeah. Maybe something to get my body again, because I'm doing the leaving thing again. Mm. I'm kind of up here.
Okay. So come on back into the body. And if you want, take a breath. Sense your feet. Sense the hands. And we also want to know it's okay to leave.
Mm.
Huh? We're not trying to keep you in the body either. So,
yeah.
But can you welcome both movements?
It's funny to have both.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What's it like having both?
It's a little fun. It's like, greet, greet, at the same time, though.
Uh-huh, yeah. Okay, good. Can we come back to the baby?
Yeah.
Because I hear she's wanting us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's meet her. Is that possible? Can you feel like you're there with her?
I was visiting a friend yesterday and holding her 5-week-old baby.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
She was just nuzzling and just cooing.
Uh-huh. Kind of like meeting a part of yourself. Like you're there with her, mm-hmm. And not separate. So let her feel whatever the loneliness she's feeling, and let her know you're there. We're not trying to fix her. So you said before she was feeling wanting, lonely, screaming, and angry. So just feel into all of this. What's here now? Same feelings? Anything else?
I feel like she doesn't have any of that. I have all that. And I don't know how to, like, how can a baby have all that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just holding this baby and she just, like, gave herself over fully. Mm-hmm, she was just so there.
Mm-hmm. So can I ask you something? So feel her. She's just there giving everything. She's not feeling it yet. Then come back over to what you're feeling. Anger, the loneliness, the wanting. Just go back and forth between these two. See if you can feel each in turn in your own body. What's it like being her, just nuzzling, completely at ease, trusting, and then coming over to this lonely wanting, and just feeling them both. Just taking your time.
I hate the wanting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Can I ask you a question? Okay. Is it possible to invite the wanting in and we can find out what it wants? So if a door opened and that wanting walked into the room and you were to ask it, what does it want? What does it want? And if there's something else more pressing, don't go with my questioning, but stay with your own.
It's like in between that. I mean, I'm just like disgusted by it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're over here with disgust, and it's over there wanting. So again, if you can, just feel that. We want to welcome that disgust. And if it's possible, can I touch your leg?
Yeah.
If it's possible, if the door opens again and disgust walks in. So we've got wanting and disgust,
mm-hmm.
And I hear potentially that self-criticalness,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the fog and all this and the baby. And we're all here together. The room's getting crowded.
It's comfortable, though.
It's comfortable, yeah.
It's nice with everybody here.
Yeah. Not quite
like,
so lonely.
All right,
lonely.
Now
yeah.
We can do something. Not quite so lonely. It's yeah, true. Who have I been kidding? There's a bunch of us here.
All right, so. And you're here, too.
Yeah.
And let me ask you a question. What do you feel like? Disgust is over there. Uh-huh. Wanting's there. The baby, you might be holding the baby because she likes to nuzzle in, but and maybe there are other things. Self-criticalness are all here. What do you feel like? If you let them all be there in front of you and you're just aware of them, what do you feel like? Just unisness.
Mm. It's weird. It's like there's a lot to do, and there's something I can do. There's like a settledness, an adultness about this. Like, I can show up for this.
Fantastic. And when you're showing up like this, what do you feel in your body?
Mm. Like, I'm here.
Uh-huh.
Like, just how I feel when I'm in all of my cells. Mm, and, fantastic. You know, like, all right, this is me. I'm 43, and this, you know, I've shown up. I'm adult.
Can I ask you then, as this adult who's here showing up, a question?
Yeah.
Okay. There are all these people wanting, disgust, self-critical, the baby, the fog, all of these are here, and you. What's your deepest heart's desire?
All I have is body feelings. Is that
great.
Okay?
That's fantastic.
All right. Just something very solid here.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, just something very solid here. A little bit I go up to the longing when I consider what this might be.
Right.
And that distracts, but it's undeniably very solid here.
And is there an intention that moves out of that? What do you want? I know wanting's over there, but what do you want when you're in this solid place? Mm. What are you willing to do?
Love.
Love. So, can you just sit in this for a moment? Just this embodied sense of showing up, love. And just feel the resonance of that in your own body. And the deep commitment you have to yourself. And I hear your willingness to meet all of these elements. Is that true?
Yes.
Can you feel that? I'm willing, in turn, to meet each of these. Loneliness, self-criticalness, wanting. I'm going to spend time with each one of them. We're going to hang out together. How's that feel?
Yeah, it definitely feels doable. It's just, it seems so big before I didn't even know how to crack into it.
So but does it feel like you're cracking into it?
This I can do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, this I can do. How about that? That's a nice
this
affirmation.
I
this I can do. Mm-hmm. So when you feel that this I can do, where's that in your body?
Mm. It's everywhere. It's just me.
Okay.
Yeah, this I can do.
All right. So.
A little bit of a longing still.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's, the longing is going to keep knocking at your door, I hear. it wants to be welcomed in. Mm-hmm. So we need to stop in a moment, and we can keep touching into this. This is like a nice piece of work. So maybe take a moment and just affirm that commitment. And to, I hear to the baby, to wanting, to loneliness, to self-criticism, to the fog, to all of this, that you're going to keep returning and meeting them over and over again, and anything else that comes to you.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got the inner resource set up for this. This fits with the work that I've been doing.
Fantastic.
Secondary.
So before we stop then, is there anything else that feels really important in this moment, just to state, affirm, feel, whatever?
Will you say the this I can do the way I said it, so I can say it again?
This I can do. This I can do. This I want to do. This is in that love feeling. I couldn't think of any more dear work to do than this.
That's it. I couldn't think of any more dear work to do than this. Mm-hmm. And this I can do.
And this I can do. Yeah.
Yeah. This I can do. Thanks.
So that's like a pledge, like a vow. Yeah. So when you take that vow, what are all those other elements doing? Wanting, loneliness, self-criticism. How are they responding to your vow?
They're sitting there because they've seen me. I've been doing it since March with other parts that I've been able to do it with. And so there's more of a sense of trust than mistrust in them.
Fantastic.
And they're sitting there.
Fantastic. So is this a place where we could stop for the moment?
Yeah.
Great. So feel free to keep your eyes closed, just integrate, do whatever you want. When you're ready, feel free to open your eyes and
five. It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Thanks.
That's nice.
Yeah,
thank you.
Welcome.
It's nice meeting you.
Being mad.
I see myself. You're welcome to stay here or sit down, whatever you want.
Let's stay.
Enough said.